Hey there, this is Dominique, and welcome to the Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find this and other episodes where I discuss financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development by visiting my YouTube channel or by visiting my blog at www.djhendersonsr.com. Now enjoy the episode. In this video, I'm going to be outlining the key differences between the FSA, the flexible spending account, and the HSA, the health savings account, so that you can know which one is best for you. Get the pen and paper out. Hey everyone, this is Dominique Henderson with DJH Capital Management coming to you on YouTube to help you make the better, bigger decision with your life and money. And today we're going to be handling tax-efficient medical savings account. What's the major differences between the FSA and the HSA? Let's walk through that right now. By the way, make sure that you hit that subscribe button down there so that you can get more updates like these. Now, just a couple of preliminaries. The first thing I think you need to make sure of before heading into a decision like this is, does your employer offer either one of these accounts? Sometimes employers do, sometimes they don't. Many people also ask me whether or not they can contribute to both an FSA and an HSA. Usually the answer is no, only if the FSA has a limited use, such as like dependent care or maybe vision only, can you contribute to both in the same calendar year. And just one last thing, if you want to know more about how an HSA exactly works, I've covered that in a different video. We'll link that up in the cards so you can take a look at that when you get a chance. Now let's get into these differences. Difference number one, the HSA is compatible only with a high deductible health plan, HDHP, whereas the FSA is not. So what is the planning point here? Well, if you are the type of person that hardly ever goes to the doctor, maybe you go once a year and it's just for an annual checkup, the HSA may be a good route for you because at the end of the day, this is one of these cash out-of-pocket decisions and long-term growth decisions. With the FSA, it's compatible with all types of health plans, so you don't have to have a high deductible health plan. And a high deductible health plan just means that more money is coming out of your pocket before the insurance company kicks in. And it just depends, like I said, depending on how often you go to the doctor, how healthy you are, and if medical bills seem to be one of those things that always stack up in your budget, then you probably want to lean more toward the FSA because those are going to have lower out-of-pocket annual deductibles for you versus the HSA. Let's move on to difference number two. Difference number two is that the HSA allows investments, whereas the FSA does not. And I think this is probably by far the biggest bang for your buck difference, that you want to use the HSA versus the FSA. The FSA, although it allows you to contribute money before taxes that reduces your overall tax liability for that particular year, just as the HSA does, that money sits in cash. And, you know, with just sitting in cash, you can't earn anything on it. Whereas the HSA is going to allow you to compound the money that you're putting in there because you can invest it into stocks and bonds and different types of mutual funds, especially after you get such a balance, usually about $2,000 or $2,500, you can start to let this money compound. Now, I've done another video on the miracle of compound interest, and I'll link that up in the cards also so you can take a look at that. But I think the HSA wins out here as far as a good pro that you can take the money that you invest in your HSA and you can allow that to compound and grow faster because you can use vehicles like mutual funds in order to invest that money that you put into the HSA. Let's look at difference number three. Difference number three is that HSA allows you to roll over your money year after year, whereas the FSA does not. The flexible spending account has this use it or lose it feature, is what it's kind of called. And that means that when you contribute money on January 1st of this year, you've got to use the money that you put in that account for that calendar year by December 31st of that calendar year. So, and if you don't use that money, it's forfeited, which kind of sucks. So the HSA wins out again on this particular planning point because if you're never, let's say you don't use the money in a particular calendar year, you get to roll that over, and this accelerates that compounding feature that we just talked about. So the HSA is really a better tool if you're thinking about accumulating money over time for future medical expenses. That's really the main benefit of it. And if you leave the employer, the account goes with you. So that's another bonus. All right, here's my question for you. What other topics around medical savings accounts do you want me to cover? Put your answer down in the comments and I'll make sure to get back with you and get a video to cover that topic as soon as I can. Take care. Bye for now. Hey there, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give it a positive rating and review at the same location that you downloaded it. If you've got any questions for me, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and leave me a comment as I answer every single comment I receive. Now have a great and prosperous day.